Suddenly you see a friend you have not seen for many, many days or many, many years. A sudden joy grips you. But your attention will be on the friend, not on your joy. Then you are missing something. And this joy is momentary. And your attention is focused on the friend. You will start talking, remembering things, and you will miss this joy, and this joy will go. When you see a friend and suddenly feel a joy arising in your heart, concentrate on this joy. Feel it and become it. And meet the friend being aware and filled with your joy. Let the friend be just on the periphery, and you remain centered in your feeling of happiness. This can be done in many other situations. The sun is rising, and suddenly you feel something rising within you. Then forget the sun. Let it remain on the periphery. You be centered in your own feeling of rising energy. The moment you look at it, it will spread. It will become your whole body, your whole being. And just don't be an observer of it. Merge into it. There are very few moments when you feel joy, happiness, bliss. But we go on missing them because we become object-centered. Whenever there is joy, you feel it is coming from without. You have seen a friend. Of course, it appears that the joy is coming from your friend, seeing him. That is not the actual case. The joy is always within you. The friend has just become a situation. The friend has helped it to come out, but it is there. And it is not only with joy, with everything, with anger, with sadness, with misery, with happiness, with everything it is so. Others are only situations in which things which are hidden within you are expressed. They are not causes. They are not causing something in you. Whatsoever is happening to you. It has always been there. Only this friend's meeting has become a situation in which whatsoever was hidden has come open, has come out. From the hidden sources, it has become apparent, manifest. Whenever this happens, remain centered in the inner feeling, and then your life will have a different attitude about everything. Even with negative emotions, do it. When you are angry, don't be centered on the person who has aroused it. Let him be on the periphery. You just become anger. You feel it in its totality. Allow it to happen within. Don't rationalize. Don't say this man has created it. Don't condemn the man. He has become just a situation. And feel grateful towards him, that something that was hidden has become open. He has hit somewhere. And a wound was there, hidden. Now you know it. Become the wound. With negative or positive, any emotions, use this. And there will be a great change in you. If the emotion is negative, you will be freed of it by being aware that it is within you. If the emotion is positive, you will become the emotion itself. If it is joy, you will become joy. If it is the anger, the anger will dissolve. And this is the difference between negative and positive emotions. If you become aware of a certain emotion, and the emotion by becoming aware dissolves, it is negative. If by becoming aware of a certain emotion, you become the emotion, and the emotion spreads and becomes your being, it is positive. Awareness works differently on both. If it is poisonous, you are relieved of it through awareness. If it is good, blissful, ecstatic, you become one with it. Awareness deepens it. So to me, this is the criterion. If something is deepened by your awareness, it is good. If something is dissolved through awareness, it is bad. That which cannot remain in awareness is sin. And that which grows in awareness is virtue. Virtue and sin are not social concepts. They are inner realizations. Use your awareness